Welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Robin Pressman, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti this morning. Happy to be talking this morning to Wendy Sharp, who is the program director for the California Summer Music Festival at Sonoma State. Wendy, what is this festival?
It's a wonderful festival. We're in our 18th summer, and we have violinists, violists, cellists, pianists, and composers from all over the country between the ages of 12 and 25. They audition for us by sending a DVD or doing a live audition, and they're really the cream of the crop of young musicians, and they're here for an intensive 3 weeks, equally split between their solo work and chamber music. And we meet every day in the chamber music. They have coaching with faculty every day. And coming up in this last week, which is our next week, which is our last week, we have six chamber music concerts, which are free and open to the public. We'll show the fruit of their labors all 3 weeks. We also have young composers who are right now putting the finishing touches on works that they've been writing while they're here, and those works will also be performed in those concerts, so all the world premieres.
So these are music students who are really top students. If you know the radio show From the Top, that's the kind of students who come?
That's exactly the kind of student. In fact, if you read the bios, many of these students have played on From the Top. It's, it's exactly the very, quite serious and quite high-level student. I just came from a violin studio class where 13, maybe he's 14 now, year-old violinist stood up and played the Sarasate piece that my college students would quail at having to stand up and play. He just knocked it off like no problem.
One of the things that's really nice about this festival is the public is invited. There are master classes that have been happening these last 2 weeks.
Right. All of our events are open to anybody who's interested, and they're free. Uh-huh. And we love to have people come. I think what we have in the last week, we have the six chamber music concerts are Thursday night, Friday night, one Saturday afternoon, one Saturday night, and two on Sunday, I think 11 and 2:30, something like that.
So those concerts are the 25th through the 28th, if you want to go. They're free, and they are at
the
Green
Center.
Music Center? Mm-hmm. Are they in Weill Hall?
We were able to get into Weill Hall for one of the concerts, which is the Thursday night one, and then the other ones are in that big performance space that's along with the classrooms, right there in the Green Music Center, but not in the big hall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
we've had a couple events in that beautiful hall this summer, so that was great.
So one of the elements of this is students practice a piece, they learn a piece before they come, and then they all work on it together, chamber music.
That's right. They're assigned, that's one of my jobs before we get here. I look at everybody's DVD and all their information, their letters of recommendation and their experience, and put them together in small groups. And so we have everything from Brahms B-flat sextet to the Dvorak Dumky trio to Beethoven Opus 59 number 3 to a Grieg sonata, just the vast spectrum of things, people being matched somewhat by age and mostly by ability. And they are notified beforehand, you're going to be working on this Beethoven Opus 18 number 4, you're supposed to come with your part learned. And then all the groups play their entire work at the end of the 3 weeks. And that's usually more than I sometimes accomplish in a whole semester back at Yale during the year. So, and the performances are really just amazing. It's a very inspiring place to be every summer. This is my 18th summer. And what we accomplish in those 3 weeks, just focused on music without all the distractions of the usual, you know, academic year, it's just completely inspiring. You take somebody at the beginning, and they're very good, and by the end, and the sum of their parts is just so much more than each individual player. I come away really recharged and inspired every summer.
Seems like it's a pretty special opportunity for students to be able to come
really,
to this.
It's a really unusual place in that we're so equally split between the chamber music and the solo, and also that we have the composers. We have a lot of individual attention, and we live and we eat with the students, and so we're right there. And if someone says, you know, I'm having trouble with my part in the Schubert, can you help me? I say, sure, you know, let's meet right before the concert or right before the, you know, lunchtime and look over it. So it's just a really nice way to be able to focus just really on making music.
Yeah. What's a contact information for people to find out about the concerts?
We have a website, which is www.csmusic.org, or you could just put in California Summer Music into your search. Or our phone number is 415-753-8920.
Wendy Sharp, Program Director of the California Summer Music Festival at Sonoma State University at the Green Music Center. Thank you so much for coming and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, the concerts are coming up this week on Thursday the 25th through Sunday the 28th. I'm Robin Pressman for Sonoma Spotlight. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.